welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today, cyber criminals take ransomware to the next level. So is it really better to pay than fight? Also, the six components to a good apology and a list of the best jobs in America. The latest trend from hackers, cyber criminals have professionalized their ransomware schemes. Yet something else for your small business to be aware of. Ransomware is when crooks hijack a company's data, then demand payment to release it. Now, these criminals are reportedly borrowing tactics from the likes of customer service reps or even law enforcement officials. Jim Finkel at Reuters says, here's the ugly truth about ransomware. Sometimes it's easier to pay than fight. Jim set this up.
Over the past couple of years, there's been a surge in attacks using ransomware. And as it's happened, cyber criminals have gotten more professional. I mean, cybercrime is definitely professional. And what happens is when new techniques come out, you know, the developers of the malware and the hackers start playing around with it. But pretty soon it gets the attention of the professional organized groups. And what they do is that they take the most effective techniques and they start launching attacks en masse. Prior to that, it was possible with help from a IT guy or a good security consultant to maybe get your data unlocked. But that's pretty much not possible anymore. So if they have your data, they've got it. The only other hope, of course, is through a backup. But as I don't know if you have a backup at home, but pretty frequently people set up the backups and then just, you know, don't pay any attention to it, so that when they need the data, they go and look for it and it isn't there.
Yeah.
So kind of what I found out was I had heard about some police departments paying, and I thought it was really interesting, you know, that even the police were paying. And I talked to the FBI about it, and the FBI said, you know, we don't condone paying ransoms or extortion, but it's a business decision that everybody has to decide on their own. And basically what it kind of boils down to is, how important is the data? And, you know, are you willing to let the data go? If you don't have an other way to get it back and need it, you're probably going to have to pay.
Explain this case that you found in Tewksbury, Massachusetts.
So the police department in Tewksbury, Massachusetts was hit with a ransomware attack. And what they did was they encrypted the data on their emergency dispatch system for fire and police, and also their records. And so they had to go back to doing everything by, you know, phone and walkie-talkie. They investigated, they spent a couple days looking into it and realized that there was no way to get back the data. Their backup hadn't worked properly, which had about 18 months of data on it, hadn't been working properly, so they couldn't get it that way. So at that point, they decided just to go ahead and pay, and the ransom was only $600. So that's kind of, you know, an issue here. They've got a really nice price point. Is it worth $600 to get back that data if it's going to have a catastrophic result? And it's a pretty easy decision to make,
man,
for a lot of people.
We're speaking with Jim Finkel, cybersecurity correspondent at Reuters. He's got a piece called Ransomware: Extortionist Hackers Borrow Customer Service Tactics. All right, so explain, I guess, some of these tactics that you've heard about, Jim.
Yeah, sure. So the first thing is that kind of like the least mature ransomware operations, what they do is they put a note on your computer, and you have to, like, literally go through the hard drive to find it, and it's a, you know, a text document. But the newer guys, or the more advanced ones, they have messages pop up that explain exactly what's going on and what to do. They might even have, like, your own customer service website or, you know, a page set up. So you go to that site, and it tells you exactly what to do to get your data back.
Jeez, man. What is it that companies are not doing? Because they're still playing a lot of defense, right? A lot of reactionary, not proactionary stuff or proactive stuff.
Yeah, sure. It's really the basic stuff. We're talking about, you know, having backups that actually are working properly. And in this case, recently, what the attackers have started doing is going after backups that are attached to the network. So what you need to do now is make a backup, you know, every day or every other day, however often you want, but then disconnect it from the network, so if there is an attack, it won't get ruined.
Thanks, Jim. Jim Finkel from Reuters. Coming up next, the six components to an apology.
He's in the paint. Down by two. Can he do it? The ball is up. And nothing but net. The crowd goes wild.
Hey, Greg. Waiting on your PC again.
Yep. Want a front row seat to the big game?
No, I'm good.
A workplace that doesn't work is anything but beautiful. Give your employees the power to do their best work and reduce downtime by 50% with new, powerfully performing Dell and Intel technology. Learn more at dell.com/business.
Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to the state that went from 49th to 10th best in corporate business income tax, where 2,000 burdensome and unnecessary regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years, and is now home to the 6th best entrepreneurial climate. All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice of your business. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. A new study finds there are 6 components to an apology, and the more of them you include when you say you're sorry, the more effective your apology will be. They're from researchers at Ohio State University's Fisher College of Business. Good lessons here for small business owners. Number 1, expression of regret. Number 2, explanation of what went wrong. Number 3, acknowledgement of responsibility. Number 4, declaration of repentance. Number 5, an offer of repair. And the 6th component to an effective apology, request for forgiveness. While the best apologies contained all 6 elements, researchers say they don't all carry the same weight. The most important, an acknowledgement of responsibility. Say it's your fault, that you made a mistake. The second most important element was an offer of repair, that you'll fix what's wrong and will work to undo the damage. Least important of those components, by the way, asking for forgiveness. Do you know someone looking to launch a career? Maybe a young adult in the family? The jobs website CareerCast.com is out with its annual list of the best jobs. More from online content editor Kyle Kensing. Kyle, what do we have?
Well, this year in our best, you see a lot of technology and a lot of math, interestingly enough, which if you're like me as a student, isn't really your strong suit. But if you have that mathematic aptitude, there's a lot of great career options and a lot of really growing career options right now with the proliferation of data analysis right now, which you're really seeing in the Outlook numbers and the high competitive pay for mathematic careers right now, like statistician, data scientist, which is our number one job this year, and mathematician. So if you have that ability to break down large numbers, put that into an actionable product for a company, for a healthcare provider, for you name it, you can pretty much select your own career path and go from there.
Boy, I'm a parent of a high school freshman, and I'm just thinking what jumps out at me here, you know, from a career standpoint: STEM jobs, right? Science, technology, engineering, math.
Exactly. Yeah, those are the really strong, highly rated jobs in our jobs rated report this year. Those careers that are high emphasis in math, high emphasis in technology, obviously, where you got a position like software engineer that's going to remain high growth and competitive pay. You know, as technology continues to shift and move a little bit more mobile, if you have that ability to develop software for mobile products more, you're going to be in high demand.
Yeah. We're speaking with Kyle Kensing, online content editor at CareerCast.com. We're looking at a new list they've put out of the best jobs in America. So data scientist number 1 on this list, with average pay of $128,000 a year, 16% growth. And number 3 on the list, is that a debut for information security analyst?
It is. That's one that we just started tracking for the Jobs Ready Report this year. It's obviously one that's been in the news quite a bit recently because, unfortunately, we've kind of seen the more high-profile things like Sony and things like that. But, you know, information security analysts have a really important role in our day-to-day life, you know, protecting our information, you know, whether it be our credit card, our bank statements, or even our healthcare. As more and more of our information goes into cloud-based technologies, as we get away from the old file system that we've known for so many years and go towards more of a technologically-based foundation for that, it's going to be important that we have a professional information security analyst who know how to protect that information and stay on the cutting edge of technology and anything that hackers might throw their way.
It's Kyle Kensing. He is online content editor at CareerCast.com. The website is out with its annual list of the best jobs.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective, instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Hey, reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Tell me about your small business. Maybe we can feature it on this podcast. We'll swap information, right? You get the free publicity while we get information that we can share with other small business owners, like our own little network here. Again, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.